Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 8th of May, 1969. The title is The Method to Make Your Thoughts, Words, and Deeds Accurate. The Method to Make Your Thoughts, Words, and Deeds Accurate. Bab Dada says, today, Baba has come for a special task. Do all those who are sitting here consider themselves to have faith in the intellect? So someone replied, all are number wise. So Bab Dada says, you may be number wise, but do you have faith in the intellect? Can you be given the title of the ones who have faith in the intellect? Is there a number in faith or in effort? There can never be a percentage in faith, nor can faith ever be number-wise. There can be a number in the stage of effort. There cannot be a number in faith. There is either faith or there is doubt. If there is the slightest doubt in anyone's faith, whether in the mind, words, or actions, if there is the slightest doubt in his mind, he is called one with doubts in the intellect. Do all of you have faith in the intellect to this extent? What is the main sign of those who have faith in the intellect? Is there a special sign for discerning them? When new ones come in front of you and you haven't heard their history, etc., how will you be able to discern them? So someone replied, we will receive the vibrations. So Bab Dada asks, what vibrations will you receive through which you can recognize them? You now have to practice this because at this time a lot of subjects are to be created. And so a lot of practice is needed to discriminate between the close ones and the subjects. The main aspect of how to recognize them is that from their eyes you will have the feeling as though they are clearly focusing on the target. What are the eyes of a marksman like? The archers or the marksmen in the military keep a perfect aim. From their face, you will feel that they are marksmen. You people receive the main teaching of looking at just one target, which is to look at just one point. So, to see the point means to see the target. So what is the sign of those who have faith in the intellect? They will have a perfect aim. If their aim moves even slightly, there is defeat. When you look at someone who has faith in the intellect, from his eyes, you will have the feeling that although he's looking at one thing, he's seeing something else, and his words will also be accordingly. This is the sign of those who have faith in the intellect. The stage of a marksman is that of intoxication. And so, the sign of those who have faith in the intellect is that they will always aim at the target and their stage will be that of intoxication. Practice this now and then judge whether your discrimination is accurate or not. And then, whilst practicing this, your discrimination will become accurate. People say that the whole world is merged in the vision, and so you will be able to know their whole world from their vision. In order to make your thoughts, words, and deeds accurate, simply remember three words. What are those three words? These three words are mentioned in the Murli every day. For the thoughts, become incorporeal. In your words, become egoless, and in your deeds, become viceless. This is the proof of the words and deeds of the deities. And so if you remember these three, incorporeal, egoless, and viceless, your thoughts, words, and actions, all three will remain very good. The more you stay in the incorporeal stage, the more you will be able to remain egoless and viceless. There won't be any bad odor of vice. This is the main effort. What will you become by remembering these things? You will become the knowers of the three aspects of time, and you also become the masters of the world in the future. In the present, you become the lords of the three worlds and the knowers of the three aspects of time. You have understood the meaning of being the lords of the three worlds. Those who churn the knowledge of all three worlds are the lords of the three worlds, because you children are also with the Father. Acha, Om Shanti.